Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim, I was chatting to my best mate, Maddie, and she's like very straight shooter with me. Like she will always tell me how it is. I never have to know where I'm standing with her. She will always tell me.
Right? You are surrounded by just like hordes of yes people in your life. So it is good to have someone that is going, but yes, but why?
Yeah. You know? And so we were chatting last night and I was telling her how excited I was because my husband finally caved. And he bought me a TV for our bedroom.
Why do you mean he bought you a TV?
Well, because I didn't pay for it.
Okay, all right.
And he didn't want it. So technically, he bought it for me.
Right.
And the reason that I was able to get him over the line was because he works from home. And when he's working from home, he's usually up in his office, which is upstairs.
You've got a two-story place.
And if I am downstairs watching TV, we're too far apart.
Right.
So
it is one of the lower levels of need of television,
you'd
have to say.
Absolutely it is. And I was telling her this and she said to me, oh, I was just laughing with my other friend the other day about this. And I was like, about this situation? She was like, no, about you and Akshay.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to be known you're being made fun of.
And I was like, hang on a second. What do you mean? And she said her friend said to her, oh, I've lost a friend of mine at the moment because she's very codependent with her partner. And I can't talk to her at the moment because she's all like wrapped up in her partner.
Okay.
And so my friend Maddie said to her, oh, you don't know codependent. My friend Jess. She's saying this to me directly. My friend Jess and her husband.
And like she's in the same, like you're face to face with her. This isn't over the phone?
No, this is over the phone. Okay. We're FaceTiming.
All right.
And she said to me, yeah. And so I said to her, yeah, like my friend Jess is the most codependent. Like they miss each other and they're like at opposite ends of the house. And I was like, well, yeah, it's called being married, isn't it? And I hadn't realized how codependent I was with my husband until she pointed it out to me.
Oh, that's the first time you were told? Oh.
Do you think me and Akshay are codependent?
No, I don't think it's codependent. I think, what's a better word than pathetic? I think they're, no. I think, like stories you tell me, you'll be like, yeah, so like, for example.
Here we go.
If he's on the toilet, will you go in and give him a kiss and talk to him about what like is going on?
Sometimes.
Like there's no, like that's just, that's that.
Like this morning, he was on the toilet and we needed to chat. So I just sat in the bedroom and we just had a conversation.
Right.
Is that not normal?
I've never done that because
I know the kiss on the forehead is a little extreme. No, but
that's not. But yes, it's on the lips as well.
Yeah, sometimes it's
okay, let's not, like that's weird that's where you're like, oh, it'd be weird if I kissed him on the lips. The whole thing's weird. I just think like, I know like, I don't want to speak on behalf of him. Like you're just going to lose, if he's on the toilet, you're losing access for him from anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes.
Like, oh, sometimes longer.
This is what I mean. Like, but there's like, you've got more time in the day than that. Like you're not, it's not like you're like, oh my God, I've got to
have
this chat.
But we just enjoy spending time together.
No, not saying that, I think you're mishearing it. I think you missed.
You're sounding like my mate now.
No. But again, like if that's what you're like here, I'm not here to yuck someone's yum. But I personally, if my partner was back and one out, I wouldn't be going like, so what do we need to buy from the supermarket? You know, can we look at the shared calendar right now?
But he does the same for me. Like if I'm sitting on
there's something wrong with him too. It's codependent. You know?
Yeah.
Both. Co is two. But no, like I'm happy for you.
Well, I was going to ask you if you thought that was insulting, but I know where you stand on it, so.
Do you want me to be clearer?
This is Tim and Jess.
We've talked about embarrassing injuries on the show in the past because I think it's a fun thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Never gets old.
Like when you hurt your back picking up a leaf.
It was two leaves. So there was a bit of unexpected weight there. Went down for one and I thought, oh, we're on here. Let's go for another. That was the downfall of man. And then, I think another one, reaching down to get the shampoo or conditioner back on. Recently, there's a few things that are kind of popping up and not ideal. So I've been having some nerve issues in my leg.
Just cool young things, you know? Don't let anyone tell you the Tim and Jess show is not cool and young.
I was telling someone that we work with, I was like, yeah, I've got like, my knee's got some nerve issues at the moment.
You were kneeling down and it felt like you were kneeling on glass?
Yeah, it was something weird, but I was playing Wombats with my son.
Of course.
But I was like, nah, that's not embarrassing, like, whatever. But then I was telling someone at work, I was like, yeah, I've got like, my left knee's got a bit of like nerve issues at the moment. And it was like the funniest thing ever. They leaned down and they were like, you're strong, you're beautiful. Don't let what anybody ever says get you down. And yeah. I'm healed.
I was feeling nervous.
Don't need to go to see a physio whatsoever. But this weekend went away with some people I know for fantasy supercoach draft kind of thing.
Yes.
And
you'll pretend football.
Yeah, pretend football. And the losers of last year had to do their punishments.
Yeah.
Which one of them, honestly, this is my biggest fear. I don't play to win fantasy football. Yeah. I play to not lose.
Sure.
Because one of the losers had to do...
Why are there two losers?
Because there's footy tipping and there's supercoach.
Oh, okay.
So this is the worst one. And this is what I want to talk about. One of the guys had to do what we were calling the hog slog, which was run four laps of a footy oval.
Yeah.
But every lap he had to eat a hot dog.
Oh, your tummy could never, Tim.
Oh, bro.
Your tummy could never.
I couldn't eat four hot dogs across the day.
Yeah. No, this is the kind of thing where you'd be like, I could eat 16 hot dogs.
I know.
And then you'd get about 2.5 in and you'd be like, my tummy hurts.
I'm full. But
Four hot dogs while running.
He didn't, which everyone, he wanted to, he couldn't. Apparently he was clogged with the dog, I believe he kept saying.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
And so while he's doing this stuff, we're just kind of hanging around at the Oval. There's a few of us. And like, it was on Saturday as well. Mm. It was like, it was 10 a.m. It was already like 28, 29 degrees.
Dogs were a bad choice.
Yeah, very bad choice. And while they're doing these like really like running four laps and like none of us are athletes whatsoever.
Yeah.
So like it's a fair bit of effort. The hot dogs don't make it nice on top. It's already almost 30 degrees.
Who prepared the hot dogs?
We all did. We all gathered. We made
that's
sure.
That's lovely.
Yeah, we all had a hot dog in solidarity.
Nice.
Or a dogadarity, as we were calling it. It was a great weekend. Looking back, I know it was a little...
You guys are very cool.
I don't think we are. But while they were like doing all their punishments and all this stuff's going on, I was just kicking a footy on the... Like, just kicking, just like...
So you're not even running?
I'm not even running. Just kicking a footy, And then I tried to, like, you know how you can, like, walk up to a ball and do that thing where you kick it up to yourself, like a soccer player would?
Oh, yes, yeah,
and then, like, try and kick it. So I kicked it up, and then when I went to kick the ball, I kicked a fence because I was leaning, I was lunging to try and get the ball, and I just thwacked into this fence. And
with your bad knee?
No, this is my foot. And now I've got a bad foot on my bad knee leg.
Oh, no.
I didn't think it was that bad. And when I was walking up Moorabool to get to my car last night, I was like, I hurt. Because it hurt at the moment. And then I was like, you know, adrenaline kicks in. You know, you got to eat a hot dog. Things you got to focus on.
You don't want to look, you know, like a dork in front of the boys.
5-2-2-3-2-9 The other hoggers. Careful. Tell us about your embarrassing injury stories. Mm. They're just fun.
I don't know if anyone can beat your embarrassing stories.
Well, yeah, while someone's running around an oval eating a hot dog and me trying to kick up a football and then just kicking a fence. I agree. I'm not proud of it, but it happened. And I wanted it to be a safe space to share.
We've got Molly from Torquay on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Molly, apparently you are just like a walking accident waiting to happen.
Yes. So I was saying before that my mum would say I would trip on a piece of lint in a bare room. Just, if I could trip on it, I would find a way.
Yeah. Okay, just clumsy, yeah.
Yes. So one of the most recent things I did was I was trying to get the ball from under my bed for my dog, and I've twinged my rotator cuff.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Just trying to get the ball. Just trying to get the ball.
Yeah, well, just trying to get the, you know, my dog's ball. And she's, like, also, like, stepping on me so to supervise.
Oh, Molly. Oh, I don't think it's as embarrassing as Tim kicking a fence, though.
No. But the other one I did is when I was in primary school, I had a branch fall on top of me when I was getting a drink at the water fountain.
Oh, no, Molly. This has been happening for years.
Hanging. Oh, yeah, I was that kid that would get called home from school, like, once every other week. Like, it's Molly again. Yeah, you know.
Another tree. Yeah, you won't believe it.
Yeah. I don't know why it's... I shouldn't laugh because it's not funny. But
no, it's so funny. It's legitimately... I've just gotten back to that school for moving into state, and it's like, Molly, you just moved back. How are you already called
Molly's
home?
Molly's back.
Oh, no.
Branches are falling down again. Thanks, Molly. Amanda in Leopold, you've got some embarrassing injuries you want to tell us about?
Yeah, I think I can beat you, Tim. So I was playing a board game with my teenage children. You had to do like a challenge. I had to touch my nose to my toes. Turns out I couldn't, but not only could I do it, I got stuck and it required not one but two ambulance crews and a hospital admission and surgery to my knee.
What? How did you do it, Amanda? Explain it.
So I tried to like bend my knee up to so that my toes could touch my nose.
Yeah.
And it locked into position and the first ambulance crew came because I was screaming in pain. And after they stopped laughing, they had to call a second ambulance crew because they didn't actually have strong enough pain relief to, like, get me. Like, I was locked into a position where they had to carry me out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it required surgery.
Oh, my God.
But did you win the game? Did you win the round of the board game?
I don't remember because the medication they gave me was really good.
Yeah, the green
it
whistle.
Was really
yeah,
good.
I'll do that to you. Well, let's just say for your sake, you won the game.
Yep.
Game
you
night
win.
Was all yours.
And you
mate.
Win now.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Something interesting happened this morning. Need to gauge if this was a genuine offer or just someone being nice.
Oh, okay.
So.
Do you get catcalled when you walk into the studio?
Then you shouldn't catcall.
Woo woo.
No. And I appreciate that that's how you greet me every day. No, I was and had that great, totally chill feeling this morning about 6 a.m. that I forgot to put the bins out last night. But I didn't hear the truck because sometimes the bin comes out quite early. Yeah. And so I race out. I'm in my pajamas, putting the bins out. My next door neighbor is out the front doing the exact same thing.
By pajamas, do you mean your birthday suit? Wink, wink.
No.
I was in my pajamas.
Okay, all right. No, I was just wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And I saw my neighbor out there, and he works offshore every now and then, so I only see him every couple of weeks, but he's a really friendly guy. I just know his name. I'm not going to say it now, but yeah, I only know his name, and it's one of those ones where I say his name. Like, say if it was Anthony, I'm like, Anthony.
Yes.
Good to see you, because I'm like, I'll lose it
if I don't continue to use it.
So, I was chatting to him and he's got a boat and he was packing it ready to head out today to go for a bit
Does
of fishing.
Does he drive himself offshore?
Well, no. That would be quite a journey. It is a decent sized tinny. Yeah. But I was chatting to him and I was like, oh, like, where are you heading out today? And he's like, oh, I'll probably go out through the Heads of Barwon and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, what are you fishing for, all these things? I used to fish when I was a kid, but not so much lately. And he was like, oh, you're like into fishing? I was like, oh, yeah. Little bit.
I dabble.
I was like, I can't really get out so much. Like, we used to, like, my dad used to have a boat. He sold it, so we don't have that. And, like, I only really do fishing, like, where we used to go on holidays as kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, man, like, if you're keen, like, feel free to tag along. Like, come fishing out on the boat. And I'm like,
trying to play it cool.
Well, I hate that my first thought was, I feel like he's just being super polite.
Right.
Because we're talking
about
fishing.
Because the way I imagine this interaction went, he said, you could come out with me sometime. And you went, oh!
Inside, potentially. And he was, because he was saying, he's like, look, my schedule's all over the place. I was saying my weekends are a little bit all over the place. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, yeah, like, let's try and figure out a time. And like, again, besides.
You're like, get out your Google Calendar. let's block it in now.
Besides knowing his name and what he kind of does for work. I don't know this guy. At all. I only lived in the house since August last year.
I feel like people with boats love taking people out on their boats. They love an excuse to go around and take the boat out.
Well, he was like, oh, I would take you out this weekend, but I'm taking out someone else. So he's in the process of taking people out in his boat. But my issue is, and it's not tough, I'll tell you now. So the fishing I've always done, like we always take the boat like upriver.
Yeah.
So we're not like out in the swell, rough seas, anything like that. I'm not certain that I won't get seasick and embarrass myself.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
That is.
And it's such a lovely
risk.
Offer. But the one thing that's holding me back is I don't want to seem like a little crybaby next to my next door neighbor. Because he'll never respect me again.
You need to make an effort to get to know this neighbor beyond just knowing his first name. Like, maybe like offer him a beer over the fence, you know? Do you want to?
I don't know. Is it 1970?
I don't know.
That's not what men do.
I don't know how men make friends.
Neither do I. All my friends are from when I was a kid. All they're my wife's friends' husbands.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is,
and none of those people have boats.
And I don't know if I'm overthinking. I don't know if I'm overthinking it, but I'm genuinely. I'm not like. Is he just being polite, or am now I like? Have I sold myself short?
I think next time you run into him, casually mention the boat again. Just be like, "Oh, how'd you go fishing other day?
That's a good point.
Right? And if he says it again, then it was a genuine offer. Right? If he's just like, "Oh yeah, was a bit crap out there, didn't catch much," and then mentions nothing
moves
else
on, yeah,
then right. He was just being polite,
and then I'll be like, oh, I don't know if my tummy could have handled that.
don't mention anything about your tummy.
All right, cool. Whatever. I don't even have a
stomach. I'm chill, I'm fine.
I don't even have a stomach.
Yeah,
all right, cool.
Real men don't.
I'll go wait. Yeah. Absolutely not.
All thanks, guys, you're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.